Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, musician-comedian Todd Schneider. Plus, Donnie calls in about the Fecal Festival and things that Tom hates. After this letter from Donnie's mail sack.
Dear Donnie Baker, I heard on Bob and Tom that if you drank enough Mountain Dew, you couldn't get pregnant. Do you swear to God that's true? Signed, Caitlin in Nashville. Well, Caitlin and I are the same thing, man. So I went ahead and looked it up just to prove it. I mean, if you think you can just drink 8 cans of Mountain Dew for birth control, you're nuts. Because it has to be a 2-liter. I swear to God it does. And you gotta chug it. My old sex ed teacher, Mr. Bankston, used to play cards with a real registered nurse. I mean, not the kind sell a mascara at the mall, Caitlin. Anyway, she was the same nurse who worked in the school clinic and diagnosed Scotty as the first senior with warts. So Mr. Bankston swears this nurse knows 2 doctors who won't give their names because of pending cases, and hell, one of them was featured by Lou Dobbs on Court TV. So she says, man, that these doctors don't want you to know about this Mountain Dew magic because it would put the free clinics out of business. Oh. Think about it, man. Makes sense to me. I swear to God it does. And them free clinics ain't free anyways. Hell, I'm still making payments on ointment. But I've done the research, Caitlin, because I don't need any more certified mail saying the test results are in. That's why Maury Povich is still the most feared man in America. I swear to God he is. And they'll never draw blood from me. Hell, I'm just thankful you can't get fingerprints off pork. But Caitlin, Mountain Dew ain't the only way to go. You got other options if you can't chug a 2-liter. I always heard if you stood in front of a mirror and holding a Ouija board, that would work. Oh, and here's another one. Just soak in Epsom salts for like a half hour after, and you're free and clear. Thank God I never had a sister, because our tub won't hold water anyways. Mom Phyllis just sticks a sock in it.
Donnie, that's disgusting.
I was talking about the drain, Randy. Or try this, Caitlin. Hold your breath while jumping rope. Or try mixing Pop Rocks with Red Bull. Now, that's a safe bet. But you got to wait at least a half hour before you can go swimming, so I don't know if that's worth it. Oh, and there's one more about calomile lotion, maturichrome, and Vicks Vapor Rub mixed up, but I don't know where to put it, and the last thing I want to do is give you bad advice. So good luck, Caitlin, and I swear to God that ain't my baby. I gotta go.
The views expressed by Donnie's mail sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God they don't.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's our engineer. He's Ace Cosby.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Big Sexy?
You know.
I thought you called him Game Show.
Well, maybe we should put up a poll. Which one do you like, Game Show or Big Sexy for Ace?
I think you got to call him Game Show because he talks like he's hosting a game show.
All the time. And it's not irritating at all.
What's your sex talk like, Ace? Do you like to
same thing.
Chatter?
Perhaps I should undo your bra right now. That's not it.
Look who's back from the dead.
Oh. I'm sorry. Let's introduce Josh.
So is it going itself? Okay, let's go.
Christy Lee is embarrassed to be here. This is Tom speaking, and our guest in the studio is that man. He's a musician. Of some renown and a good friend of ours. He's a very humorous man as well. Lived life on the road and still alive to tell the story.
Yeah.
He's Todd Schneider. Very handsome man.
Yes.
And, yes.
Noticing.
Yes. Let's not discount how handsome he is. Yes.
during the break, you were playing just warming up with some obscure stuff, including the theme from Deliverance. Which
yes.
Somehow you went from Deliverance into, let me turn this on, you went from Deliverance into the Rolling Stones. But wouldn't it be great if the Stones came out and all of a sudden they played the theme of Deliverance and
dueling banjos?
Mick wrote lyrics.
For the dueling banjos. Dueling banjos.
Squeal like a pig.
Squeal like a pig. Get them pennies down.
We were talking about semi-obscure stuff in the history of rock music, and there's so many really great stories about random weird events that end up being huge hits. And in Keith Richards' autobiography, he talks about waking up and he'd had a cassette rolling and he'd been noodling on a guitar and he fell asleep and he woke up and played it back and he heard, dun, dun. He heard what would become the legendary riff to Satisfaction.
Wow.
And a lot of that stuff is played on acoustic guitars, yeah. Even on the albums. You'd never think that when you hear it. You go, that's some kind of fuzzy electric guitar.
And just distorting through
all kinds of weird stuff out there. odd microphones being used or something breaks. They do that, and that ends up being the hit version.
Someone being stabbed in a control room while they were recording.
Ohio Players.
Love Roller Coaster.
Love Roller Coaster. Ooh, yeah. That's right, Tawny. Yes.
Urban Legend.
No, it happened, man. I know her sister's uncle. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, we got a guest here. He's Todd Snyder. Donnie.
First of all, I have to say Happy Father's Day.
Circle of life.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Father's Day,
Happy Father's Day, Donnie. I apologize for not sending a gift yesterday.
Yeah, you just sent me Whiffy. Thanks, Christy.
Well,
yeah,
he should.
For one.
He should spend Father's Day with his father. That's what it's all about.
And he learned all the verbs and lyrics to the song Bear Run. To Snyder's, I killed two birds with one stone.
There you go.
Swear to God.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
So it's good for him, you know. It puts him to sleep. It's like a lullaby for him. And I was just calling in about your fecal festival this morning. Everybody talking. I did see that crazy porta potty that was flying, but did you see that thing went viral about that dude that had to go in a cesspool of sewage to save a baby deer?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We talked about that on Friday.
It was, they saw this poor little fawn, and there was some kind of work crew, and the boss man sent some young kid out to go pick the
19-year-old.
Had to wade through all the poop.
Mm. Yeah, of course they sent a rookie in after it, Tom. I bet you the boss never got out of his truck or even put down his clipboard.
Yeah.
And that's the way it always works, because bosses don't do a damn thing, yet he still got his name on the radio. Same way here. Randy's always taking credit for my ideals here at work.
What ideas do you have?
God. Well, the fact remains, it was my invention to start selling individually wrapped Little Debbie snack cakes next to the zigzag rolling papers.
Really?
That's pretty smart.
And our Little Debbie sales went up by, carry the one, multiply the divisor.
Multiply the divisor.
That can't be right. Uh-huh. Let's just say they went up dramatically.
Okay, like, good. A lot.
Dramatically, yes.
My best idea was to start selling them bumper stickers at the counter. It read, "Well-behaved women rarely make history, but always make dinner."
I bet those went over well.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did. And then, and I also, you know, I'm most modest about not getting credit for is I invented take a penny, leave a penny.
Did you?
I swear to God. I came up with that like second day on the job, and now it's everywhere. And I, ain't even made a dime off of it. Selling Christian. Had I known it was going to be that popular, I would have copywrote it out and franchised it.
Really?
Or I should have probably took it to Shark Tanks and sold it for millions of dollars to that Cuban dick who owns the Mavericks.
Mark Cuban, yes.
No, his name is Mark Cuban. He's not Cuban.
Right.
Well, if that's how it works, just call me Donnie Carport. Swear to God. What is he, a pro wrestler? Anyways, man, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Were any of you as upset as I was when you first watched Shark Tanks and found out it was just a bunch of broke-down, bored billionaires begging real people for their invention and side job ideas? I mean, if it was my show, I'd make all the people jump in an actual tank full of sharks.
Oh, I see.
I swear to God. And I'd be like, six of you are entering the shark tank, and the last one of you alive will get their vegan jerky venture or mobile pet grooming company financed.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. People always talk about how they're willing to give an arm and a leg to make their dreams come true. Well, on Donnie Baker's shark tank, you may have to give both arms and both legs. And maybe you'll get lucky and all your competitors can't so much as doggy paddle or let alone swim. And maybe you'll make the mistake of having, you know, a tuna salad sub for lunch and you belch up some chum and the sharks go for you first.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God. Yeah, see whose business gets a second chance and he'll be going out of business and into the ground on this week's Donnie Baker Shark Tank. Right after Dude Kevin can wait. I never understood why they spelled it W-A-I-T. And not W-E-I-G, or the other ways. Swear to God.
You
can't stand that chubby dick. He's always slipping on banana peels.
I'm a fan.
Lot to say today, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie. That was very helpful. Todd's going to hang out with us. He's on tour. A bunch of dates coming up, including the 20th Century Theater in Cincinnati coming up Tuesday night.
Oh, that's still open, the 20th Century Theater?
Yeah, well, they didn't change the name to the 21st Century Theater, if that's what you're getting at.
That was what that was.
Sorry.
I'll bet they get that a lot. People come and go, oh, I thought you were closed.
Well, it says.
Open in the 20th Century.
Yeah, okay,
20th
sorry.
Century.
Uh-huh. Let's go grab Christy.
They haven't changed 20th Century Fox yet.
No, they haven't.
I thought they were going to. Weren't they going to?
To 21st Century Fox.
21st Century Fox, weren't they?
Oh.
Why would they?
You would think.
Why not? Yes.
Because it's the 21st century.
Because Coke doesn't decide to call itself.
Of all people who refuse to play Alice Cooper's School's Out during school.
Well, that's because school isn't out.
Well, it's not the 20th century anymore.
No, but it's a theater. It's recognizing the fact that there once was a 20th century.
You wouldn't play Alice Cooper?
I have a problem with stations that play songs. You don't play Christmas music now.
Yeah.
You don't play School's Out when in the fall.
What about Christmas in July?
I hate Christmas in July. It's stupid. Shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Isn't that right? I
don't believe in half birthdays unless you're under seven.
Yeah, how do you feel about birthday weeks?
Some guy walks up, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be on Social Security next year, but it's my half birthday tomorrow, so what?
Who came up with that?
The half birthday. Well, I mean, half birthday is funny when you're five.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Okay, let's move on.
Well, it's cute when you're not in school and you get to celebrate your half birthday in school with your friends.
Okay, that could be, but I'm just saying, don't play School's Out when it's not out. That's all.
You don't celebrate a half birthday, do you?
No, if you're young, you do. Little kids do.
No, but I mean, if you're a kid, you don't go, it's your half birthday, you're going to get a present and cake. You don't do that, do you?
You're telling me that you wouldn't do it when there's cake involved?
No, I think Josh's concern is the same as mine. You've got seven kids. Every day you would have to celebrate a birthday or a half birthday, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
You raise a good point.
They're all kind of spread out, aren't they?
Well, let's move on,
shall we? Sorry. Didn't mean to bother you.
I mean, do you play the song Summertime Blues in the winter?
If I want a taste of summer, maybe.
I wouldn't allow.
Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't go see Porgy and Bess in the winter? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I didn't say anything about Porgy and Bess. I meant in the summertime where the living is.
Mungo Jerry.
Wow. And I believe Mungo, he's still with
Mungo
us.
Mungo is his first name, but Jerry is a fake name. Isn't that interesting?
Some of the finest sideburns ever. Oh, is that right? Yeah. Actually Mungo.
Mungo Leonard is his actual name, but that wasn't catchy enough.
So what you're suggesting is we should do an album compilation of guys with great sideburns.
Oh man, he's got some of the
best.
Well,
they begin and end.
Oh my,
Neil Young.
Yeah, he sure does.
John Lennon, Neil Young, Elvis.
Lennon. Yeah. When did Lennon? Well, maybe
oh yeah, there's a great. When Lennon had the short hair and he had the great sideburns going down.
I bet that was Yoko's idea.
That'd be a great collection. Great sideburn artist.
Sideburn rock.
Mungo Jerry was a band, not just a person.
Right.
No,
right.
That's wrong. It's one guy. They took the name from Mungo Jerry. He was a wise old man who lived up in the Kentucky hills. And
yes.
He would dispense wisdom to
Ray Dorsett.
Thank you, Mungo Jerry. Yeah. Huh?
But do you like to play in the summertime in the middle of winter? That's my point.
That song I'm cool with anytime. Because it's not saying now's the summertime, it's just saying in the summertime.
I remember laughing so hard when it came out when I was a kid because in the middle he goes Remember that?
Yeah.
God, I love that song. Just for no reason.
Is he doing that?
Yeah.
Dean, can you grab
that? That's Mungo with his mouth.
It's already there, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's kind of the kind of artistry. He's doing that.
He's doing Bobby McFerrin before Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, take that, Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah. Listen, stop talking. I can't hear it.
Okay, sorry. All
I was hearing was the but he's doing a voov in there.
And he's doing the
Is he doing it all?
Great tune.
Long intro. It's a great vocal though. Wow, what a great song.
That whole song's awesome.
Yeah, we don't have time for it.
Did Mungo Jerry do the, did they ever have a follow-up?
In the wintertime, it wasn't nearly as popular.
In the wintertime, record executive made it.
Yeah.
Nearly. Fellas, not well received.
Fellas, I'm seeing four hits here.
I'm seeing four hits.
Springtime, baby.
According to this article, the instant classic was followed by a string of 70s hits, including... Let me know if you've heard these. Baby Jump, Lady Rose, and All Right, All Right, All Right.
Apparently not. I'm sorry. Okay, here's a live version of In the Summertime.
Oh, what?
From when? If it was like a rib fest last year.
2013.
With a disgruntled Mungo Jerry who doesn't want to go on tour anymore. Yeah. I want to hear it.
2013, he would have been 70.
No, oh, this is where he goes, I refuse to play in the summertime.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'll play it, but it's $10,000.
Here we
go. He's 71 now.
Here we go. In the summertime, when the weather is hot. Sounds good.
You
can shoot my bird, paint us
a sky, or the weather is hot. You got women on your mind.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
I want to go see Mungo Jerry this summer. Ribfest. Hey, wait a minute. That's two great things.
Yes, see, it's got to be so fun.
Have you been to the Ribfest here?
Yes, I have. Yeah, Tom, Josh, to speed this along, I'm going to say, yes, I've been to Ribfest. Have you been to Ribfest, Tom? I hadn't noticed anything about it. What did you notice?
Well,
God, I hate this joke.
I'm not going to do it then.
I don't even know it.
Did you ever see the movie The Killing Fields?
Oh, jeez.
Right? Am I right? All the bones, all the rib bones. Yeah. Of the
Pol Pot joke there.
Yeah, there you go.
Are a lot
Gee,
of those.
Look at the time.
My fault. I hadn't heard it. I all but demanded to hear it.
See, we got to get Mungo Jerry. We got to get
Donny Iris.
All these guys, man, and have a concert. It'd be great.
Kim Mitchell.
Would you play Summer in the City in the winter?
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
Because I'm not insane like you are.
I'm just saying.
So if you're shuffling your songs at home.
Check.
And In the Summertime comes on, do you rush over and skip to the next song?
If it's wintertime, that's correct.
Oh, my God.
But again, it's talking about when it's summer, not it's summer now. Well, it's just they're saying in the summertime.
It's like the 20th century theater.
Do you play Christmas music in the summer ever? No.
No.
I heard it yesterday. I heard a Christmas song, and it was way out of place.
What was it? A movie? Or?
I was getting a pedicure, and it came on the system.
Oh, well, they don't know.
Well, they don't know. They don't know Christmas music.
I'm not too sure sometimes.
Yeah.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.